Is no one gonna sing?
No, I guess not.
I ain't gonna fight them off.
All right. So, episode
22? Because I remember I made that 21 joke.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in the future. Cause
I know.
I was in the past.
Back to the
future. So, as everyone.
The ones where we don't even know where we're at. Yeah.
As everyone here, you can hear that Steven's back.
Yeah, what up? I am back and I am buzzed.
Yeah, he is.
A little buzzed.
But it's good. It's a good
Yeah, I'm about six deep already. Okay.
Oh, so Steven's been gone for the last 3 episodes, right?
Something like that, yeah.
So he's making up for it tonight.
Oh, he left off. I left off on 16.
Something like that.
So then
17 somewhere.
Not 17.
She's
only 17.
We got Gil here.
She's only 17.
She's only 17.
We got Gilliam here.
What's up?
We got Johnny Danger,
aka the man who wrestles his python in the restroom.
Oof.
A deadly fight.
That happened right before we started.
Yeah, almost died.
And of course, guys, I'm here. I have to be here all the time. I'm always here, so we're gonna have a good one today, I think.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Whenever Steven's back, it's a good one.
I absolutely have no clue as in what's coming. So.
So you know what? So we're gonna talk. We're gonna talk some Star Wars. We're gonna talk some Deadpool. We're gonna talk some Star Wars Battlefront. We're going to talk some Mega Man. And we're going to talk some Shazam Black Adam news.
Yeah. Oh.
That's got John written all over it.
It's me.
Yeah.
Not just because you're dark.
Might be.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit.
Might just be.
You shaved off that beard, too. So
yeah,
you look,
dude, I'm young. Young again.
Looks like a young Clark Kent over here.
Forever young.
That's what we look like. You're tripping Steven out.
Forever young. I want to be forever young. Forever.
Alright, guys, so right before we get started, we have an Instagram.
Follow us.
Men of the Cave.
Speak of this Instagram.
The Grams.
Just go to Instagram and look up Men of the Cave, and it's there.
We're working on the Twitter next.
Ooh. Twitter will be next.
Water.
Trying to get as official as we can.
Yeah.
And we're working on a YouTube account. Yeah. Maybe a live broadcast one of these days.
Yeah.
It's in the works.
But we're poor right now. You know, we do this for free, so we gotta collect the shekels.
We do it for free.
We do it for the love of the brotherhood.
That's sponsored
by... broke!
So, man, we had some very, very interesting news. Let's not forget right now Star Wars Celebration is going on.
Celebration, bitches.
It's the 40th. It's the 40th anniversary of Star Wars.
Yes, it is.
And man, they busted out the big guns. I was watching it live. George Lucas was there.
Yes, he was.
And for the first time ever, Harrison Ford was there.
Really? Well, I'll be damned.
Oh, wow.
It took him to have to die.
Yeah.
For him to finally come out.
He's never been to a Star Wars celebration, and he was there. And he was on the same at the same time. It was Mark Hamill, Harrison Ward, George Lucas. Warwick Davis was doing the emceeing, you know, Wicket. And they had Peter Mayhew, who's Chewbacca, and Anthony Daniels, who's C-3PO. They had them all in the stage.
My biggest thing is I wonder how much of a huge impact and how much of a huge, like, emptiness there is since Carrie Fisher's not there.
Oh, man.
That's probably why they put Harrison Ford.
They had a...
You know, because our good friend Ruben, shout out to you, and JR, all you guys that are over there, I'm pretty sure they'll tell us how much of an emptiness it is. I'm pretty sure it's a real hush-hush thing because no one wants to bring up anything bad or any bad things. Everybody wants to celebrate.
Oh yeah.
But I'm pretty sure there's a huge emptiness there, and you know, there's great disturbance in the Force.
Definitely.
Oh yeah. For sure.
They had a legit tribute to her though.
I thought I saw.
It was like five. It was like 4 or 5 minutes long. It was. You gotta check it out, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
And her daughter was there, and she said some of the lines. She said that helped me Obi-Wan Kenobi. But that whole part. And it's the whole recording part, and it was she did a good job. George Lucas said something about her. I saw that. It was just him and Kathleen Kennedy, who's the head of Lucasfilm. They were both up there, and George Lucas spoke first, and then she came and reiterated some stuff, and then they brought their daughter out. And they played a tribute, and it was awesome. Get a chance, check. It's all over. If you're a Star Wars fan, it's everywhere. The tribute, you can check it out. So, but yeah, man, it just looks awesome over there. They got huge AT-AT walkers. They got AT-ST walkers. They got, I mean, snow speeders.
I think even Deadpool's there because Ruben took a picture.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, that's what's up. That was pretty cool.
I saw that. One of these days we're going to have to make it.
That's a dream. That's a dream right there to just step foot there.
I think I'm looking at 2019. I'm going to try to make it in 2019.
That's one hell of a way to look.
We got to try to go. Yeah. I know Hot Sauce is down, and he's like, I'm like, dude, you have to sleep out there for like 38 hours. I think that's what Ruben said. He stepped out there.
Wow. And but he's first in line.
He's the first one in line.
Yeah. Damn. He's number one.
There's like moves everywhere. 38 hours.
Okay, it's like completely snaked. The inside. That's just the inside.
He walked for like a minute and a half recording the line from the end to where he was. It took him a minute and a half of walking, recording just all like deep. Probably like a football field deep.
I can handle everything except not taking a shower, man. I can't.
Well, I think you do it in shifts. I think everyone...
I think they allow people
to actually... one person or two or three people will stay there.
And then, of course, everybody there is friendly. And from what I heard, everybody's always friendly. And everybody's always like, all right, no problem. Because they want the same thing, too.
Yeah.
They're not, and then I'm pretty sure they have strict people that are... Like, they're observing to make sure, you know what I mean? I mean, especially if you're number one in line, they're going to recognize your face.
Oh, yeah.
So...
And man, you know, and it makes sense. I saw some people were complaining on it because there was only one entrance and they wanted to get autographs, and it was Mark Hamill, Anthony Daniels, and Lawson, the one that plays Wedge. Wedge, he was there today signing autographs. So people were waiting. They were mad because they had been waiting for 3-4 hours. And there was literally thousands of... The line went from the convention center to the freeway.
But you gotta... You gotta think about it like this, though. Like, people did their time. You have people waiting 36 hours.
People come from all over the world, literally, to watch.
Oh, yeah, Star Wars.
But you gotta give credit to those that made the sacrifice.
And
got there first.
No joke, man.
You know, like, Ruben... You know, like Ruben and JR, because I know JR's with them. JR White, he's actually with them on this one. And, you know, for them to be the first in line...
Awesome. Well, then they got to turn around.
That's a whole other day of sacrifice.
They got to turn around and do it again.
Yeah.
Because every day they want to be the first one into the convention center.
Huh.
So as soon as it ended today, he was right back out there in line again, waiting to go in. But you know what? There's so much stuff going on. They got the panels.
Mm-hmm.
They have the designer panels. They have, I mean, everything Star Wars. You go to where they build the model builders, and they have their own little place where they show off the models. And there was a guy there painting.
Oh, wow, really?
Painting this huge, like, the size of my wall.
Like a mural.
Like a Yoda mural, but with all these other Jedi in it. It was pretty sweet. Huh. And that you got all that stuff going on, and then you have, like, George Lucas speaking, Harrison Ford, you know. Harrison Ford does not really like Star Wars. You know what I mean? So
I think it's so funny because that's what made him. Okay, Indiana Jones, yes, is awesome, too, but that's not what made him, because he did A New Hope. And then I think that's when he
did American Graffiti first with George Lucas.
Yes, George Lucas.
Yeah, and then George Lucas had him come in and read lines because they wanted someone to work with the actresses trying to get the role of Princess Leia and also of Luke Skywalker. And so he read so good with them. They're like, I worked with this guy already. Why don't I just hire him for this?
Yeah.
And I think with Harrison Ford, I think he just doesn't want to be known.
As just
Han Solo, which I understand, but you also the reason why you're so famous is because people still remember you as Han Solo.
Yeah, there's a huge base that, like, even when I grew up watching Harrison Ford in so many different movies,
it's like, hey, it's Han
it
Solo.
Was still Han Solo. It was still Han Solo. Like watching The Fugitive. One.
Get off my plane.
Yeah,
get off my plane. And then Harrison Ford, which was in The Fugitive.
The Fugitive.
You know, so many other movies. It's just like Blade Runner. That's still
Patriot Games.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it was just
he was what's his the character for all those movies, that famous Tom Clancy Jack Ryan.
Yeah,
Jack Ryan.
You know, the Hunt for Red Eye. Yeah, he was that character, but no one's ever. They're all just gonna remember Han Solo.
Yeah,
and that's not a bad thing. Well, I mean,
it's just like Carrie Fisher. No matter how many movies she made, even though she doesn't really compare to Han Solo.
There you go.
Harrison Ford. I always saw her growing up as Princess Leia.
And you look at
he'll always be,
and you look at Mark Hamill too. He's pretty famous too because he's done the Joker voice.
Yes. The Joker.
You know, he's come out in other stuff.
He's famous in Skywalker.
I mean, he was in Jay and Silent Bob movies.
Yeah.
They used him for so much.
Why do they call you Cockknocker? You know, that's a funny story.
Yeah.
Bam. They were showing it the other day. They were showing it like 2 days ago. And Vicky's like, "Why are you watching this?" I'm like, "Hold on, it's coming on."
Just wait for it.
Yeah, dude, it's funny.
Then when he gets his other hand cut off, he's like, "Oh, not again."
Yeah, he's like, "Not again." Can I get a cut, dude? It's funny, dude. But it's awesome, you know. When Hot Sauce met Mark Hamill, all he had to say about him was just great things.
That's not a soda.
Boy.
No, not this time.
Not this time.
Soda does not come out of the carbonite.
It's an adult soda.
Yes.
There you go.
So yeah, I mean, we're still waiting for that trailer to drop. It's probably gonna drop tomorrow or Saturday. The episode 8 trailer.
Will it be a public trailer or one of those where like it's only if you're at the celebration?
I mean, they did do that one time, but I think it's so big they're gonna have to. I wouldn't risk that, my friend.
Use the force.
I can already foresee bad things happening. Okay, so let me move some of my stuff away.
He's like, okay, let's.
There's a disaster waiting to happen over here.
You're a disaster.
I am. Okay, so stay with Star Wars. They leaked the Battlefront 2 trailer.
Yes, they did.
Which looks, you know,
it looks like it's gonna have a single player.
Correct, and mm-hmm. you know, right now all we've seen is just the. You know, like the sequence of trailer. Yeah. It's not really in-game footage, so
yeah.
It looks like they listened. It looks like they, like Steven said, they had a single player, and it looks like it's spanning all the eras. You know, prequels.
That's a good thing. It's about time because
including Episode 8.
You can't not have a Battlefield.
Yeah. I mean, when Battlefield 1 came out,
Battlefront.
Yeah, sorry, I'm drunk. when you know, I remember standing in line with him mm-hmm. to get it. And we got it. We rushed home, and you know, everybody in line's talking about all the possible DLC. You mm-hmm. know, because the Force Awakens was about to come out, correct?
Yeah,
yeah.
And you know, we're just talking about all the endless possibilities and how much cool the DLC was going to be. And then it was funny, like not even like 2 days later when we were playing it, they confirmed it. Like no, like Force Awakens was not coming out yet.
Yeah.
And it just immediately like broke my heart. I was like, why did I buy the season fucking pass?
Yep. Yeah.
I'm just gonna like censor and warn you now. I'm gonna cuss a lot because I'm intoxicated. Just throw that out there. It's gonna happen. But yeah, it pissed me off.
Yeah.
So hopefully now in this one with all the little spoofs and stuff, it looks amazing because you saw Rey already, and then you saw Darth Maul. So it's like
you saw Kylo too.
Yes. You saw a real quick glimpse of the head turn. That's his famous head turn now.
Like,
But I mean. Sky's the limit now with this DLC.
Yeah.
Because now it 100% looks like they're licensed to do
it.
Did
you catch that glimpse of Thrawn in there?
Oh, my God.
Technically, canon. It could always just add him as a little extra character.
I mean, it's like, until the Last Jedi comes out, it's going to confirm everything.
Yeah.
And I'm already on that belief just from hearing you guys and, of course, all the other episodes that I've been in. I'm actually at that point to where I don't want to hear no more. Because I just want to believe that he's going to come out.
Yeah.
And, I'll be a firm believer. I would like to see him die in the new ones. Because technically in the expanded universe, he does die.
Yeah.
But I can foresee an ultimate fucking battle of him going down.
Like
him. With his flagship. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know. Oh, God. I just love the unknown. I love the unknown. It's amazing.
It's kind of like you get a glimpse of what it felt like. You know, the original that saw... You know, back then it wasn't even New Hope. It was just Star Wars, and then Empire Strikes Back, and then after that, they had that anticipation.
Until I became, like, a hardcore, like, you know, fan like all the rest of us, I never knew it was called a New Hope. And I remember a lot of people would be like, oh, New Hope, New Hope. And I'm like, yeah, it's cool, yeah, it's Star Wars. And then when I finally could figure out how to read,
mm-hmm.
it did say New Hope. And then that's when I was like, oh, that's what Sal's talking about.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Now I'm on the same page. I remember I was Empire Strikes Back Empire Strikes Back is a beast.
I mean, that's the best one.
It's still tied with Rogue One.
Rogue One is just too good.
Rogue One was a game changer for Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And like we all agreed that one episode, I can't remember the episode with Men of the Cave. We hope the Last Jedi is either par or fucking under par.
But you know what, actually? What I've been reading about some of the things that are, like, that they think are going to happen, they're trying to take some of the Rogue One style elements, and supposedly there's going to be a big battle set piece similar to Rogue One with infantry and all that.
See, I mean, come on, us growing up, you know, like my brother, my good brother Sal, he was one of those firm believers, like, he would go to the store if he had the money, and if there was no good monitos to buy, he'd buy another fucking stormtrooper. You'd go back, oh, that's all they have is another stormtrooper. But it was so cool because you could just kill them all off, you know, with what monos you did have. Yeah. So it's like, growing up and playing with it, I was just like, you know what, man, like, it was great to see an infantry battle. And then, of course, in the original, you got to see some glimpses of original. Like, come on, like, the very beginning of the Hoth battle. It was awesome, but it was over so quick.
It was.
Because they got their ass pushed.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, come on, they were hardcore outnumbered, armor to fucking just dismounts and fucking security guns. So I'm hoping that would be badass again. I mean...
Well, the Rebellion wasn't really built for open battle. They were more like more sabotage, more
guerrilla.
Hit and run. Yeah, guerrilla. So in that open battle, nothing that they had worked.
Nothing.
And they had until they used the snow.
And it kind of also because you would see the AT-AT walkers get hit, but you would see the very front ones would have the shield generators, so it wouldn't do shit to them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the ones that have the shield generators, they don't dismount infantry. The ones behind them were dismounting the snow troopers, and it was just so badass, man. Like, could you imagine seeing Empire Strikes Back redubbed, reshot, everything? It would
today.
Yeah,
that would be crazy.
Like, the first 30 minutes would be the best damn, like, ground battle.
After watching Rogue One, yeah.
I mean, and technically they still could do it. Now, this is, of course, a huge hypothesis, you know, me thinking my drunken wildness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if they were actually to do, like, the Dash Rendar story. Half his time of getting off Hoth, he was on the ground battle fighting it. So they could always do another spinoff, like Rogue One. But of his story, fighting the sons, the prince, I can't say that dude's name. Cause I can't
Sizer.
Really, yeah, Sizer. It would just be, it's endless, man. It's endless. It Disney, is. If you're listening, like, help us out here. You know?
Exactly. So staying with Star Wars, hey, John, what Guillermo del Toro movies have you seen? You seen Pan's Labyrinth?
Yes, I have. Pan's Labyrinth.
Huh? Hellboy,
yes, I have, yes.
Did he directed Pacific Rim as well?
His character designs are fucking wicked.
I think so. Let's double check on that
one. I think he added in the artistry. Because, I'm drunk. What is the kaiju's designs were wicked, man.
Yeah.
Especially the final one, the level 5 one at the end. That one was, like, sick design with the hammerhead design. It was wicked.
Chalk another one up for Anthony.
I mean, could you imagine seeing the aliens that he could come out with? And especially if we're going to the Outer Rim now, supposedly in these new ones. I mean, we don't. He could draw all new badass.
So what? Steven's alluding to is there was a story that came out that Lucasfilm is in negotiations with Del Toro to direct a Star Wars movie. And isn't it just amazing, like, everybody wants to do Star Wars now.
That's funny.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, people coming on, like, for episode 8, you have, like, Benicio.
Like actor just joining.
Yeah, Benicio Del Toro's in episode 8.
I thought I even saw a spoof that, like, The Rock might come out as one of the
I characters. Saw something as that, too.
That's always a character.
The Rock's
and
everything.
I mean,
freaking everything.
The Rock is the only wrestler. He's beat a lot of the other wrestlers, like Hulk Hogan and everybody, who's broke off from just wrestling, which is good because, I mean, that shit takes wear and tear on your body.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, he's off all on his own world.
He
so,
is.
I mean, but we...
Looking for that Baywatch movie to come out.
Oh. Dude, it looks ridiculous. I'm sorry. That movie looks fucking ridiculous. Like, I'm thinking about actually going to watch it. It looks... God, it looks ridiculous. But
So, John, what do you think about... What do you think... Guillermo del Toro Star Wars movie would look like?
I don't know. It's all... I don't know. Because I know he's coming out with game thing, too. Like, he's helping Hideo Kojima, like, kind of direct a game called Death Stranding, and that one's a trip out. But, I mean, that's Hideo Kojima. He's just, like, a trip. And
himself.
Too. Yeah, I mean...
Two minds.
Do you think his sickness? Do you think his style would be too away from the kind of style of Star Wars? Because Star Wars in itself...
Has a certain feel.
Has a certain... But you see a Rogue One... Which gets away from that into the darker, grittier, grimier.
I think because if that's the case, then it should be like a different story in itself.
Maybe its own.
Yeah,
maybe its own.
And it has to be the Outer Rim.
And it can't be like part of the main story arc.
Yeah,
it has to be something like
that. It has to be Outer Rim because, you know, no one's ever ventured to the Outer Rim.
Yeah.
And the only way to get into the Outer Rim is like literally you have to have a military force.
So you'd like to see him do a dark movie, though, right?
Yes.
Why not do a Darth Vader movie?
Either a Darth Vader or a Shadows of the Empire movie.
Shadows of the Empire would be his game, 100%.
Or Boba Fett.
Yeah, I can see the bounty hunter side of it.
But technically, okay, no, I don't. I'll be very honest. I don't know Boba's 100% backstory, just because. Not that I didn't care. It's just he wasn't always one of my fan base.
Did you finish seeing Clone Wars?
I'm almost there. They did not take it off of Netflix.
No, they didn't. Oh, so it's still on there.
I was building some bombs.
Because they have some more backstory in there for him.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. Yeah. And it came out in there. I was like, wow, hey. Yeah, I was building some bombs for TCA. And I took a pause and I looked up. And, you know, she's... I don't know that chick's name.
Ara Singh.
Yeah. They got her in there. And I was just like, hey, wait a minute here, you know. In mid fucking wiring of my box. And I'm like, holy shit, that's...
Boom.
I still got all 10 fingers, you know. But, yeah, man. I'm very happy they didn't take it off of Netflix. And it's cool to see that. Yeah, that was really cool that they brought him in. And, of course, I'm glad they brought in Mace Windu just for that. But I hope we're not getting off subject.
No, no. They talked to Mace. They talked to Samuel L. Jackson today in celebration.
Samuel L. Jackson!
He couldn't be there. Because he was filming a movie, but they had him on the screen, and he was like, they were saying, you know, what it means to be, and he was saying, and he was like, he's like, I know Kathleen Kennedy's in there, because I saw her, I'm watching the live, he goes, you need to bring me back, I need to, you know, Mace isn't dead.
Did he really die?
So, you know, they never confirmed that he's dead, so you need to bring me back some way, so I'm just waiting for the call, that's what he said, so that would be kind of interesting, so.
It would be, but like, how...
How would they bring him back? Maybe training young other Jedis.
What would be jacked up on him? What
he'd
would
have
be,
to be the dark side.
No, would, how would he
no,
be?
I don't think so.
His fighting style was.
He's
got to
be so messed up.
What you call it? What's it called? It's just vapor?
Yeah.
Some style, whatever.
Yeah, his fighting style was borderline dark side.
Yeah, like he was always controlling that to
but,
his
but
emotions.
The thing is, he was still 100%.
Like, he was very.
Even in the Clone Wars, he made sure that, you know, if Anakin was talking, you know, craziness, he'd be like, no, it's not the Jedi way.
After what happened,
even
man,
when he wanted to keep
that giant
creature.
If anything, that would have made him stay on the good side for sure.
It would have.
Oh, these guys just fucked me up.
But there's got to be,
there's got to be something
that he's so jacked up that he could not help out with the new rebellion.
Yeah.
There's got to be something to where, you know,
think
like...
I think
he's got to be in hiding because maybe possibly something on him is jacked up to where he cannot fight.
I think that the part that would be difficult.
66.
I think the part that would be really hard to bring Mace back is because we don't even know if they have plans to bring Ahsoka back.
Yeah.
So you can't just start bringing. Mace and Ahsoka were both in hiding for the last 30 years. I mean, you see them in the other movies, but now you can't. You got to do one. You can't maybe one. You can't do more than one. It'd be too obvious.
Who would you rather see, Mace or Ahsoka?
Ahsoka's so popular right now.
I would love to see Ahsoka. Just due to the fact that...
But they already brought her back. Not an actual movie, but they brought her back in the show.
Me, honestly, personally...
So did they show her dying?
No.
They just saw her fall to her knees.
Dang.
Yeah.
But me, personally, since right now they are on a roll with actresses being females, they could do it, and it would be a huge thing. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing Ahsoka.
Why can't they do both, though? It's like, you didn't see...
That'd be
Mace
way
dying.
Too many. I think that would just be too many.
What if they did a Darth Vader movie and had Mace Windu in there fighting?
Ooh,
that would be cool.
Ooh, what if they brought back a Vader movie
and he hunted down Mace and killed
him?
Okay,
he found him.
And at the end, Ahsoka comes up, and he's like, "I messed up by not killing you."
It could be that.
You know, because in a lot of the expanded universe, which is kind of weird because it's not expanded universe because they wrote it even during the part. there was always a lot of fights where Darth Vader would fight multiple people from the past, and Vader would get jacked the hell up.
Like, yeah.
Did you ever read the one where he fought? He fought Darth Maul, and the way he ended up. But see, of course, this is it can't happen because obviously we saw Darth Maul in
But in Rebels.
Yeah, he's still currently alive. Oh, he died now. Didn't he die by Obi-Wan?
No, but there was in Rebels, he actually confronts Vader's there, Maul's there, Ahsoka's Obi-Wan's there, and not Obi-Wan.
That was the end of season 2.
Ezra and Kanan, yeah.
Because the cool way that I remember reading back in the day, and of course this was just a comic, he ends up fighting Darth Maul. This is Darth Vader in Darth Vader form.
Mm-hmm.
They're fighting, and somehow it comes out to where Maul loses his lightsaber, but he grabs Vader and he's messing up all his breathing and stuff.
Yeah,
so Darth Vader pulls his lightsaber, turns it inwards, and ignites it through him, and ends up stabbing himself and stabbing Darth Maul because he knows that half his body is
cyber.
Yeah. So he knew where to stab himself. So that's how he ended up killing him. And of course, same old thing. The Emperor comes. He's a T-101. But yeah, then the Emperor comes in, like, you know, has to, once again, like, oh, I'm jacked up, RC.
I gotta save you again.
But that was a really cool comic. Of course, it's no way anywhere canon. I think that was just a comic book, but that was a sweet one, too.
That's a legit one.
So then, of course,
I raise the question, why can't Mace Windu, like, start his own Jedi school, like, that nobody knows about, and then, like, raise these young, these young Padawans that, like, are Force users.
Okay, who was higher? Was Mace Windu was pretty much the top dog.
He was right under Yoda.
Well, technically, it was Yoda. Then
Yoda, then Mace.
Okay. I would still have to see, you know, like, definitely if they ever do bring back Windu, he has to be so fucked up to where there was no way he could. He could use force against somebody, but he couldn't do a lightsaber battle.
Well, he beat the Emperor,
mm-hmm. indeed. Yeah. How bad did he get force lightning? How bad did he fall? How bad did he? You know, what if he was paralyzed from the neck down?
That'd be legit.
Train somebody mentally.
Yeah. Huh.
So you know what I mean? Because you gotta count to effect. Yes, can a force user, because I don't want to say either Sith. You like that? Sith. I just came up with a new fucking word, being intoxicated. But a Jedi or a Sith, yeah, they can land from high things using the force, but what if he was so paralyzed from the lightning that right at the end he was able to catch himself, but only to kill himself?
Or even better, like, use one of his limbs, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, his right arm or whatever.
Could you imagine seeing him, okay, he's able to talk to you, do everything, but he's paralyzed. Imagine him being able to meditate and do a force training mind-to-mind, mm-hmm. and that's the way he's training new Padawans.
So he's like the Stephen Hawking of Jedi?
Yeah.
I mean, because how many times would they sit across each other
computer too?
And do a battle in between their head? You know, and that's how some of them would train.
That'd be legit, though. Like,
because then, at the same time, yeah, those Padawans that he's training, they're trained, but they're not really training. It's just mind.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just, it's a good theory.
Well, we think for sure...
maybe he survived.
Any
he
kind of
the Mandalorian planets and, like, just kind of chilled there, or even the Outer Rim and chilled. That would be the best places to hide, I would assume.
What?
Either Mandalore, like one of the Mandalorian planets. There's, like, where there's thousands of planets in Mandalore.
Yeah, they have a shit ton.
Or, like, the Outer Rim.
Outer Rim is always the safest place to go because, I mean,
it's a free for all
untouched.
Much.
Yeah, it's all untouched.
One thing that we know for sure, though, is anything he directs or whatever, you know, he is always successful.
Oh, hell yeah. It's got to be something dark. It's probably going to be like a hard PG-13, like almost R, but you can't do an R because it's Disney, but it's going to be close. There might be a couple of cuss words. Maybe a little
I would just hope it's Outer Rim, because then he can come up with anything he wants.
It'd be dark, yeah.
Because we don't know about it because it's Outer Rim.
Exactly.
We don't, not even the hardcore fans know what's in the Outer Rim.
Mm-hmm.
Only from what we've read in books, but at the same time, not even my imagination, which I want to say is a pretty damn good imagination, I can't come up with what this dude can come up with.
Out of curiosity, in any of the Legends books, do they have any other, like, races or battles, like, of beings coming from other galaxies?
Just the Yuzik Vaughn.
Always as like pirates, and it's always like a single one. You know, like in this one book, the one book that I was reading with Thrawn during the Last Command, there was this one creature that was his whole body was like a shadow. Hmm. But the only thing that sucked though is if the creature opened up his mouth, you could see his teeth. And I do not remember exactly what it was, but it was he was in the expanded universe during the Thrawn trilogy. And he was actually a guy, I can't remember his damn name, he won him in a bet. So the guy was, that creature was a slave to him. Mm-hmm. And they would do a lot of saboteur missions using that one creature because he could hide in the shadows. And the only time you could see him is if, of course, you saw the shadow.
Yeah.
Because like Luke would see it, Han would see it, Lando would see him, and that's how they knew, okay, that's how that dude was, it was tied to that guy because he was using that creature. Mm-hmm. And if the creature smiled or anything and he could reveal his teeth, you knew it was him. And they never said where his origin was. But from what we all know, we've never seen that or even heard of it. But they did mention he was an Outer Rim creature. And I'll have to do research on that and possibly do the... I'll write it on our Facebook page.
Okay, awesome.
But I'll do research on that even probably before we leave tonight because all the books are on my phone. And, yeah, that creature was wicked. Wicked, wicked. Like, that creature did so much sabotage missions because,
you weren't able to see him?
You were able to see him. And then Thrawn was already telling the captain, like, if you don't work for me, I'm going to kill you. So his whole crew, of course, had to work. And, yeah, man, that thing was all saboteur.
Yeah, that sounds like something Guillermo del Toro would be good at.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, from what it said, it was like a shadow kind of creature, a humanoid kind of. But you couldn't see his body, but it had sharp, sharp teeth. And that was the only thing that gave it away, is if it smiled or it was right about attack, it would open its mouth. And the teeth would give it away. Not even the eyes were like a dead giveaway, just the teeth. I cannot remember what it was, but I know it's in the book and I'll find it.
So speaking of, you know, things that are kind of out there, a new trailer dropped recently. And it was the Thor Ragnarok trailer.
Last week we were talking about that one.
Yes!
He's my friend from work.
Yeah, I know him.
Jeff Goldblum's like,
he's
huh?
my friend from work.
Yeah,
and they're like, what? And then like he kind of looks at him like, But you know, of course, in my mind, it's a host. They're gonna fight just to kind of just throw everybody off guard and hopefully. But dude, it looks fucking wicked.
They brought comedy to a Thor movie.
And that female, the one from Benjamin Button.
Oh, yeah.
She looks so wicked. Yeah. God, she looks so good.
Hera.
There you go.
What do you think when she cracked Thor's
Mjolnir? Oh, my God. Dude, the first thing I said was, well, obviously she caught it and she held it. So that means that right off the bat, she's worthy.
And then she destroys it?
And then she destroys it. So you're just like,
well, fuck.
All right. Mm-hmm. That put fear into my boner.
Yeah.
He's supposed to get his battle axe next. I think it's Mjolnir or some rather weird name.
So then what happens what happens if they bring out Beta Ray Bill?
I'm hoping Beta Ray Bill comes out.
Oh,
I'm hoping.
Cameo. Because he has to. Hulk.
Because, yeah, he was in that.
Yeah.
So it would be awesome if they joined forces. If it was Beta Ray and then, of course, Thor and then Hulk together.
Instead of Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange has come out.
Yeah.
Maybe Doctor Strange is the one that pulls him back.
Am I supposed to help him?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. He's supposed to... I mean,
on Earth he's supposed to help him, I think, or something like that.
Well, I think maybe he's the one that either maybe opens up the portal of the dimension to get him through, maybe. Or maybe he's the one that goes and gets. I don't know, but it's gonna be awesome.
Dude,
it's gonna be awesome.
That's gonna be legit.
Like so far,
who do you think would voice a good Beta Ray Bill though?
That's a good one.
Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill everything.
How would you want to hear Beta Ray Bill though? Would you want to hear him like
a deep voice?
I would want to hear a nerdy voice, actually.
I would want to hear, like, a deep voice, but kind of at the same time, like, high-spirited deep voice.
Like a huzzah!
Like, hey, you know, something like this, just like, horsey.
Yes, you know. That's why I want to hear something like nasally.
There you go, nasally, dark, good, you know, not dark, but just heavy. Mm-hmm. Damn, that'd be a good one.
So let's go around and...
What's up, Facebook peeps?
This is our Facebook Live.
Hey, guys.
Steven's back.
Hold on. Two down. About to get another one.
All right. So.
Uh-oh.
I told you.
But you know, it wasn't there, though.
I know.
It wasn't there, though.
I told
it
you.
It wasn't there.
I foresaw that.
I foresaw that I finished it quickly and drank it.
Okay, so John, tell me one thing that stood out from the trailer. Like, the one thing that you saw that you were just like...
Wait, what are we on? I forgot.
We're still on Thor.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Which... So, are we talking about the current one?
No, the trailer. The
yeah,
Thor,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The current trailer, right?
Yes.
That it brought a lot of humor in it. Like, I don't know if you've seen the prior ones where Thor's all, like, joking around, but it kind of had that feel like it was a lighthearted movie.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. I'm still debating if I like it or not, you know?
It looks like it's going to be... Like, not dark, but just like a normal Marvel movie, but it's going to throw its little funny laughter.
Yeah.
It,
yeah.
Like, Thor has always kind of done that, even in the Avenger kind of, like, he's always found something kind of funny. You're like, yeah, that's kind of true.
But his humor is always like nobody gets it.
It's dry.
Yeah.
It's
dry
humor.
It's dry, yeah.
Another. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like, another. And he throws you, and you're just like, yes.
Rebels. We must have Rebels.
Rebels?
Yes.
Rebels?
Huevos.
Huevos.
Migas? Migos?
Migas!
Okay, what about you, Gil? What did you see in the trailer that just, like...
Jeff freaking Goldblum.
That's like out of fucking nowhere.
The cast.
Just love Jeff Goldblum.
Not just him, but Kate Blanchett, like Steven was talking about.
She looks beast, dude. I'm not gonna lie. She looks really, really
She looks way different. Like, it's her, but she look with the black hair.
She just looks evil.
Like, very odd.
I mean, even in, like, what was it? Lord of the Rings. I still was like, no, that bitch is... There's something up with that bitch.
Nice guns, John. I was about to say. You activated, son.
Guns out.
See, okay, guns everybody, look at him real quick. Look into the camera, John. Doesn't it not look like a you know, Clark Kent?
Woo!
Just throwing that out there, you know.
Hey, you're looking for a young Superman or something.
I got the Smallville theme in my head.
Yeah.
Come see.
What about you, Steven? What did you see in the trailer? The one thing that just...
Well... Hulk. Because that just completely put everything together, what we have been talking about with Planet Hulk, and just seeing him come out, and you're just like, yes, badass. He's there. Yeah, and the armor!
Oh,
yes!
Dude, the armor!
The armor of Hulk. Armored Hulk is finally in the universe.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And I just can't wait to see that battle. Because, you know, throughout history, from what I've always known, it's always Hulk and Thor. They're going at it, and then they're friends. Going at it, and then they're friends. Which we've seen already in the first Avengers when they fought on the...
In the forest.
The carrier, the helicarrier, I believe it's what's called.
Yeah.
A little intoxicated. But, yeah.
A little bit.
Ooh, get that drink.
Sip it up. Chug-a-loo.
Oh, dude, Brewster Street was hard tonight. Anyway.
Nice.
But, yeah, that's... It just seeing Hulk armored up, you know there's a good battle coming. You know there's a good camaraderie battle coming. Because they got to break away. They got to get free of that gladiator throne.
What about Thor's helmet?
It was sweet.
Like how he just went...
How he put it down.
Yeah.
Because it reminded me of... the shit. It's slipping my mind. Beta Ray Bill. It looked like that to me.
Yeah.
Because Beta Ray Bill looked like his was metallic, you know, metal-ish.
Yeah.
While, you know, Thor himself... Didn't look too much, but looked more like a crown.
Yeah.
But you never know. It looks like he could come out.
Yeah.
You know, that would be awesome.
Dude.
Like, he's been enslaved there forever.
Oh.
Like, he's been one of those gladiators that's just stuck there.
He's planning to escape with them? That'd be legit.
Be awesome. Like, they think he's a villain the whole time, but he's like, nah, man. I'm like, I'm under team.
I'm just trying to leave, guys.
Man, I'm just a horse trying to get out of here.
One thing I noticed from the trailer that I liked was the music that they use in the trailer.
Yeah.
It went very well with what they were showing.
Oh, sorry, I had an epiphany. Epiphany.
Okay, what you got? What happened?
Doctor Strange pulls Beta Ray Bill out of another dimension because he's an animal form of Thor, correct?
I think so.
He's just an alien, and Majorne just decided
he was a race.
They're not a race.
But could you imagine he pulls him out of a dimension?
And he's like, oh, and he takes his hammer.
Yes. That would be sweet.
Odin's
because there's a whole shitload of different forms of Thor, you really do look at it. Because there's even that new one with Angela now. From Image, from Spawn. Technically, that's supposed to be Thor's long-lost sister.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
There was a Jane Foster, right?
Jane Foster,
Thor, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She's all yoked up. She'd take care of you pretty good.
Jane Foster.
So in the trailer, in the trailer, it looks like everything's just gone to hell, right?
Hera
shows up. They're all right in front of her to fight her. She basically takes on all the Asgardians and then burns it.
And then good old Loki is sitting up in the
just chilling
the high council with fucking fuck Jeff Goldblum. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like. So Loki's up to no good.
Did you think it was the comparison to Guardians of the Galaxy and Thor? Like, did you feel like it kind of gave off that vibe?
We were talking about that. With the music and
the way
punchiness and
they definitely took them. Well, interesting you mentioned Guardians of the Galaxy because Jeff Goldblum's character is either what a sibling or family member of the Collector in Guardians.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
they're retired, other relatives or something.
Brothers or something.
They're related somehow.
Or the same race.
Yeah. And also they're talking about possible, when the movie comes out we'll know for sure, but Kate Blanchett's character, they might like fuse it with Lady Death together.
The one that she gets the sword from.
Or the one Thanos is like obsessed with.
Lady Death. The creature that you see with the huge horns.
Yeah.
Who gives her the sword later.
Mm-hmm.
That might be possibly Lady Death.
Okay.
And the only reason why I'm saying that is because technically Hera does not always have that sword that she's acquired. Lady Death hands it off because Lady Death has been killing for years. Like, yeah. And finally she realizes there's no one I can't kill. You know, and of course she feeds off of death, so eventually she's like, you know what, I've killed so many, it's time for someone else to do my bidding. And of course Hera, if you even go back to Greek mythology, of course Hera marries Zeus and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And Hera's always hated the fact, what?
Go ahead, keep on. Continue.
I was gonna say, it's like right here. You want me to throw up the damn?
No, it sounds better now. Actually, can I see that? Can you do it?
I don't know. I'm not that talented. You're like, this mic's got a pretty big head, but that would be badass if the one with the horns is Lady Death.
It'd be legit.
Because if you see in the trailer very carefully, she's giving the sword off to somebody, and it's the same blade that Hera has. So maybe that is Lady Death. That would be badass.
Yeah.
Because eventually, like I said, she stops killing. Lady Death's like, you know what? There's not one opponent I've fought in that's not died by my hand.
I'm gonna settle down with Deadpool, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, just watching that trailer though it was awesome. Like, it's I think maybe the trailer they used the music and. Because when it says Thor Ragnarok, like it's like in those old 80s colors.
It comes in 80s.
Yeah.
Style.
So, they may be making a play on it, but they're really good at keeping everything separate. It has its own tone, and I mean, did you like Thor the Dark World?
I liked it.
I liked the Dark Elves.
It destroyed the first Thor. Like literally, Thor 2 was like pretty badass.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Avengers wouldn't come out in that movie, considering like he was fucking shit up on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a second he was.
Yeah, like worse than Ultron.
True.
Where in the timeline, where did that take place? Because
it was before Ultron, I think.
Yeah, because Thor was still missing, correct?
Yes.
Well, what's interesting about them, though, is they're just like the comic books, because you watch, like, Winter Soldier, and they're about to vaporize everybody with those helicarriers, and you're like, where the hell are the Avengers at?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But it's just like the comic books, because in the comic books, they all had their own little story arc, where it was like the end of the world, but they were part of the Avengers, but nobody ever came to help them. You know what I mean? And that's what's great about the way Marvel does.
I mean, if you really even think about it, like, realistically, if shit is going down, that just shows you that, A, they're still human,
mm-hmm.
and it still takes time to react.
True.
But you put faith in your heroes to solve the, well, I don't want to say solve the you know, to solve the
problem.
There you go.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. You know, Steven stumbles onto something it's a very good point, because when you watch a movie like The Avengers, you can't give every character enough screen time to show them that they're all formidable. But when they're in their own movies, like when you watch Winter Soldier and you're like, Captain America is the shit. When you watch Iron Man, you know he can handle it. You know what I mean? Like, you can see it all independently, so that when you bring them together in the Avengers, you're not like, God, this dude's a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, like, you know that they can hold their own because you've seen it in the other movies.
Yeah.
And so I think that's, you know, to Steven's point, that's pretty awesome.
I'm sorry. Maybe shit's just coming to me because I'm drunk. Where do you think Thanos fills in this?
Well, we have to find out what the last Infinity Stone is in this movie.
Do you think that it's Thanos gets Hera to go fuck up Asgard
to get the glove
for his own personal being to get the glove on his own? What? Because obviously at the end he goes, if you can't get something done, or I'm not
to do it myself.
So what if the whole time Hera is destroying Asgard, which she's always probably wanted, he goes and does his own mission and collects the glove?
It would be interesting, but
didn't he already have a glove? Like he created it?
No, it's like a gauntlet. But when he opens it up, the background doesn't match that where it is in Asgard, because it's like a dungeon. It was more of a background from
like a spaceship or something.
Yeah, it was like the background from Nova Corps.
Yeah,
that's what it looked like.
But then again, the glove was not at Nova Corps.
It wasn't, but I think there was people. There was people out there saying that there's could be multiple gauntlets that are just empty.
Interesting.
Or he made his own, like he made a new one.
He could have just made his own, and maybe he had it like in storage or something.
Just like a backup.
Because no one's ever gotten a really good look at the one in Thor, because it goes by so fast.
Yeah.
It doesn't even, they can't even tell if it's empty or if there's actually gems in there.
True.
But I think Thor Ragnarok is going to fill in the last stone.
That also could have been just teasers.
Oh, yes. Yes, the mind, the... Which one's the space? Space and time, Jim? No.
There's what is there? There's the time.
There's the mind time. Power. The mind power.
Mind power.
Time. Time.
We said time already.
We did.
Time, yeah.
No, we said mind.
We said time, mind, power. Space. There's a space one. There's one more.
They haven't brought back the life.
Soul.
The soul.
Soul gem.
It's a soul gem.
It's a soul gem.
There we go.
No, but the Soul Gem is the one that's in...
That's the Mind Gem.
That is the Mind Gem. You're right, yeah.
They haven't shown the Soul Gem, which is the one that can bring back life or take
it
life.
It collects souls. That's what makes it powerful.
Yeah, but that one, you can take life and give life with that one. Mm-hmm. But it's funny because you can put someone else's soul into another body.
That's crazy.
That gem is by far the ugliest, I think, in my personal opinion. Because you could just easily just grab somebody and just steal all their fucking life.
You know what's really awesome?
Which I think Thanos does do to some people.
Some portion.
Well, in the comic book, he kills half everybody just to appease Lady Death right off the bat.
Yeah, right, and it's sick. Like, these people don't even have
a chance.
But of course, I hate to say it, in the comics, it's like the lower Marvel kind of people. Like people that you're like, oh yeah, you know, that dude should have died, but at
the same time, I saw it coming.
Yeah, but at the same time you're just like, damn, I can't believe, like, I can't remember who he
killed. But
you're just like, wow, I can't believe that you died that quick.
Yeah, like Moon Knight and
yeah, you're just like, wow, I can't believe, because Moon Knight is a badass character.
Yeah, he is actually.
But for him to die that fast, it still made you like,
you're nothing.
Whoa, you know.
But you know what's really amazing, if you think about this, like, you're watching, when this movie's done and all the gems are revealed, you've just watched 15 years or 12 years, a culmination of movies that have been leading to one point, and you've watched them all to get to that point, and you're about to watch the Infinity War.
And it's only half of the Infinity War.
Yeah. And that's what, it's awesome to think that they've taken the time, laid the groundwork for it.
What was the build-up for
Get you invested in all the characters, so when they start killing them, it's gonna really suck.
It's gonna suck, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. But here's the thing: they're not really.
They're not. They're never really dead.
They're not gonna bring out that many characters if you really think about it. Because, you know, yeah, guaranteed, all the Netflix characters are gonna.
Oh yeah, they'll be gone in one shot.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll probably be the ones you're like, holy crap.
Iron Fist, like, bro, it just came out. What the hell?
Yeah. He's like, I didn't get season 2 and I'm dead.
I mean, which is, you know, and I believe that they're the cannon fodder.
Yeah.
But, are we missing a butt-fuck ton? Yes. But you can't do that. You know what I mean? Realistically, you can't bring out that many characters just due to the fact that...
Well, you still have a lot. Yeah. If you count them up, you know, you have Hulk, Thor, Captain America, Iron Man, Ant-Man.
A lot of
they're not going to be in this one,
of course. I mean, but I'm talking comic wise.
Oh, what's missing? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, just in Civil War.
Yeah.
Look at how many were missing, and that still worked.
Yeah. And, I mean, to me, Civil War was done for what we saw.
For what they had to work
it,
with.
It was
the limitations.
It was a wow factor, 100%. Wow factor, like wow, especially they made Spider-Man it work. They made it work with
what it was a little squad, yeah, like a little six-on-six battle.
Yeah, it was it was a squad-on-squad, and it worked great. Great fight time. Everybody got their, oh, that was badass. Oh, that person did badass.
Spider-Man came out, yeah.
But it was all the heavy hitters. That's what's important.
It's very cool.
I mean, and, story. And the, I mean,
Civil pretty much the way I see it, dude, they're taking a huge page out of video game world by taking out the best characters and putting them on the end. What was the one that, like, Brother Mike, me, you would play, the arcade game, where it was all about the Infinity Stones, and you fought Thanos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They only brought out the best of the best. You know what I mean?
It's true, yeah. And it's great to see it all.
So then who do you think the final lineup is to face Thanos?
Comic book-wise, or you mean what we got right now? Well, for sure, Spider-Man. Because he's also in the comics. He is one of the last. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing that it was Spider-Man in the last.
Interesting.
Also, the next person was supposed to be... Spider-Man? Huh? Oh, yeah, man. And then the next one was supposed to be Thing from Fantastic Four. Oh.
Which won't be there.
Which we all know won't be there. Won't be. So maybe they'll substitute him for Hulk. And then the one that we know for sure won't be there was Wolverine.
Yeah.
They were the last three to defend before Adam Warlock swooped in and was like,
and you know what's
save these guys.
If we don't see Adam Warlock, which I don't think we are, and I think Captain Marvel's replacing
him. But you can't do that because Captain Marvel was a statue next to Thanos' fucking throne.
In the comic book, yes.
Yes. But see, even Thor is a statue. Like, Thanos kept some of the strongest people he thought in different dimensions as his trophies. He decided not to kill them. Hmm. So, I mean, if Captain Marvel... This is the way I see it. Captain Marvel comes out, he rallies everyone together.
Because it is a she or he.
Rallies everybody together, and he sees that, like, oh, you're the leader. I'm going to keep you as a trophy. But it would be awesome to see her gather all the universes together to fight this one being. So, of course, she dies first. But when I say dies, she gets turned into stone. Yeah. So, and then after that, it should be Thor, because Thor can go from universe to universe, no problem. So, it would be cool to see that, and I'm hoping they do see that, you know, we're able to see that because, you know, technically they don't die, they're stone. You know,
yeah, but for the movie, I think they're going to change it. I mean, they always change it.
Yeah, I mean, they can.
And I think Captain Marvel is going to be the one who replaces Adam Warlock, which kind of sucks, but...
Maybe he might make a little, like, quick cameo at the end of Guardians?
If Adam Warlock shows up in Guardians, that they're going to go with
him. Because
you have to bring out Adam Warlock. You have to, because that's all you ever see in the epic battles was Thanos versus Adam Warlock.
Mm-hmm.
It's an epic battle.
And he's got a lot of power, too. He's a pretty strong dude.
He's the one that gets the gauntlet at the end, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he breaks it up. He breaks them up and he keeps the soul gem, I think.
Yes, because
that
is...
his forehead.
That is the
way... So with the soul gem, does he revive everybody with that soul gem?
Yeah, yes. He brings everybody back to life.
He gathers all seven Dragon Balls and wishes everybody back there.
Nice, nice. That's like the Marvel version of it.
Yeah, so I know we're really looking forward to that one.
Break the seal.
You gotta break the seal.
And it's just... It's gonna be a great year. I mean, we're so excited for Thor that we forget Guardians comes out next month.
Yeah, May the 4th.
We gotta make a date for that.
I'm game with that.
We gotta make a Men of the Cave date.
The man cave date.
The cave mandate.
I'm gonna see it in IMAX 3D personally.
At least the first time. I don't know.
I don't do 3D.
I can't do 3D. That movie is made in 3D.
I gotta be in the comfortable chairs, bro. After being in those comfortable chairs now, the recliners at Century, the ones that go all the way back, no. That's where I saw Power Rangers, that's where I'm going to have to go. But, you know, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to watch it more than once. I've watched a shitload of Guardians over and over.
So. Yeah, I know. I didn't see the first Guardians in the theater, so I'm going to have to...
I didn't either. I saw it on a plane.
On a plane?
Yeah.
Were there snakes on there?
No, there was no motherfucking snakes on that motherfucking plane.
On a motherfucking...
So, since we were just talking about Captain Marvel...
Why does Sam Jackson come out of a Marvel movie, just thinking about that? He should be on a freaking Marvel
movie.
He is.
Oh, wait, my bad. I'm, like, totally, like, not thinking straight. That was a brain fart.
And you ain't even drunk to even blame it on that. So Captain Marvel is also a DC character.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the Captain Marvel in DC?
Shazam!
So we got some DC news. We'll shift gears from Marvel to DC. And in the DC world, they're thinking that maybe they're going to cancel Shazam and make Black Adam the villain for Man of Steel 2.
That's kind of lame if you think about it. That's not...
Well, tell me why it's lame, John. You have to talk to... I don't know a whole lot about Shazam. Other than a bunch of little kids him.
So you're talking about Black Adam, right? So what the thing about Black Adam, his main counterpart is Shazam. Like, I could see him setting it up, but then it would be lame because Superman defeats this super awesome villain that Shazam was supposed to take down, you know? So it's like...
So Black Adam is bad.
Yes, Black Adam is bad.
He's just like the mirror image of Shazam?
Shazam, yeah.
So he's like a bad Shazam.
Exactly.
Like, if you, like, cloned him and he was bad...
So basically, what ends up happening is that... long story short is that Black Adam was working with six Egyptian gods that made up the word Shazam, right? And what ends up happening is that Black Adam ends up, like, doing these guys' bidding, right? This wizard, one wizard's bidding. Well, he gets screwed over. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, his wife and his child dies. And so then that's what turns him bad, is, like, he wants revenge and whatnot.
So does he form the same way Shazam does, with a bunch of little kids?
So Shazam doesn't form up with a bunch of little kids. There's a bunch of people who can form Shazam, but it's one kid who's mainly the main kid that forms Shazam. And it's called the Shazam family, but he had this... I can't even pronounce the dude's name because it's Egyptian, but... that's how Black Adam is formed, by one guy, and then he utters the word Shazam. Same thing with Captain Marvel. We'll call him Captain Marvel just for now, because saying Shazam so many times will blow my mind.
But Captain Marvel is Shazam in DC.
Correct. He got renamed Shazam, I guess, because of the Marvel thing.
The Captain Marvel thing?
The actual Marvel comics.
And you know, whenever you watch, like, the Justice League cartoons and stuff, you see Shazam in there.
Yeah.
You know, he is one of the heavy hitters.
Yeah, he is.
In the DC universe.
He could go toe-to-toe with Superman for sure.
So that's why The Rock would play them both. Because it's the same person.
No, it's not. They're different people.
But they look the same.
No, they don't.
No.
They don't.
Then why would The Rock play both of them?
Why would... I don't know. Is it said to...
That's what it seemed like he was going to do
a dark version.
There was going to be a Black Adam movie and a Shazam movie. They're two separate movies.
But he was going to play on both.
Was he?
He was just Black Adam, man. Are you sure? Shazam.
Yeah.
He was going to be in the Shazam.
I thought he was slated to play Shazam, too.
I think they need to have somebody just as yoked up as The Rock.
But he's got it, yeah, because on all the ones I've seen, Shazam's pretty yoked.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question, John. If they were going to do Shazam, would they do... Okay, so as we've seen in the past with, you know, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice,
mm-hmm.
would they do Shazam's... since they're a big fan of using Injustice storyline, do you think they would use Shazam's Injustice storyline?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I'm really hoping not, because that would be a huge...
I think they need to just stick with the original Shazam. Like, it's just one kid. He's like thrown to the wolves, pretty much as just a paper boy, then goes to the submarine, hooks up with the one wizard, I forgot his name, probably Shazam. But ends up, like, forming Shazam.
Shazam. How come in the... Because I've seen some of the cartoons or whatever, and read the comics. So how come Shazam, like, all those little kids, some of them have, like, broken legs or on crutches and stuff. Are they just, like, hurt kids or something?
So, that one I'm not too sure. I don't remember.
I think they were just, like, I don't want to say disabled kids, but they were just people that eventually... calling upon Shazam took a wear and tear on their bodies.
Oh, okay.
That's why the main cat, which, like what John was talking about, was that one little boy, it adopted to him more. He was the strongest of the little boys.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was able to call upon and summon.
He's the original, too, on top of that.
So are you excited, though, about, you know, because In the DC, it seems like it's always the same people.
Yeah.
Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman.
You know what? I am glad that they're starting to spread it out. Because, I mean, you need to start having, like, not just Batman, Superman. You need to know about the Firestorms. You need to know about, you know, Martian Manhunter. You need to know about, you know, everybody, really.
I feel like Martians,
Red Robin,
honestly,
you know.
Honestly, if DC does not go that route and actually introduce all these other awesome characters and just break away from the Wonder Woman, the Batman, the Superman.
How many Supermans have they redone already?
How many different Alfreds are there? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, they keep confusing people. Exactly. Sickly. How many different Flashes are there right now?
True.
Two.
And then you want to bust out this other cat just for the movies, and then the show?
Uh-huh.
That actor's already gone above and beyond and is made from, like what you tell me all the time, has made the Flash in this new era. You know, yeah, we had the old Flash, remember the old school guy? But this new Flash that's been with the show, he's made the Flash again. Like, I haven't heard people talk about the Flash since
this forever.
Yeah.
Really?
And then they went and you're not gonna be in the movie. We're gonna go with Perks of the Wallflower.
They should
guy.
Take a page out of the, it's not old Justice League, but like the Justice League movies that came out like mid-2000s, you know, or early 2000s.
The Justice League, Justice League cartoons.
Yeah, the cartoons.
Those are very entertaining.
See, look, Jason, I'll say this: the DC animated movies are spot on.
Yeah.
Are like 100% spot on. When I say spot on, like, they're literally taking pages out of the comics.
Exactly.
But so far, when they've made their live actions, it's just like, where are you going? Like, you're doing a shotgun blast.
I think they're trying to fit too much. That's what
cartoons?
Ended up happening with
I'm
Superman.
Does Warner
Batman.
Brothers own the cartoons, or is it a different company that does it?
It's Warner Brothers still,
Warner,
I think.
Yeah, Warner, yeah.
Yeah, when they own the property,
right, yeah.
They own
the hell? Why can't they get the cartoons right, but not the movie?
Because their movie division is probably led by someone else.
Someone
who's
trying to catch up to Marvel. It's like Marvel on the other spectrum of this thing. When they make animated cartoons, they're completely wrong.
Yeah.
But they're more for the audience, the kids, but their movies are doing their best to take pages out of it, the live action, and you're just like, that's badass. I've seen my cartoon. It's very weird how DC and Marvel are doing this weird shot group of what they want, and I think if DC was to take a page out of their comics, and take a page out of their animation, oh my god, they could destroy
but
Marvel.
I think
they
another,
could destroy Marvel.
Another thing is they have the big wigs at Warner Brothers saying, like, we need to compete with these guys. I don't care.
Yeah.
You need to make it like this.
That's a good point. Like, we need to catch up. We need our Infinity War.
We're getting our ass beat. This pretty much.
But they don't. But
if they were smart, hey man.
They take a step back. They slow it down.
Back,
they
you know,
take a step
let
back.
Them, let Marvel do their
what
their
they're doing,
war.
Yeah.
Let them. Because once that's done, it's done. We'll build up and you know what I mean, but they're trying to come.
Yeah, because when Justice League comes out, if it's even half decent, it's going to be a success. We're going to like it.
Yeah, but
and then
like
after
Thor
that,
the Ragnarok comes out what the weekend before.
Yeah,
I mean,
but Justice League's in it. It's going to be good just because it's the first time you've seen all of them on screen, so people are going to go see it. But say it is a huge success, which there's nothing wrong with it. If it's just as great. But the problem you're going to have is after that, now you're going to have the Aquaman movie.
Yeah,
then you're going to have the Flash. Where like you're doing it backwards. Like, take your time. You're going to make...
the shotgun, letting it place, and then being like, all right, off that shot group, now we're going to throw a Flash. Off that shot group, now we're going to throw an Aquaman. And then you're going to be so confused, or you're going to have high hopes to be like, I hope we see what we just saw.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be complete. Like, okay, like, key example. Wonder Woman. I just saw her come out in Batman vs. Superman. And she was a beast in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now, we're going to do a backdated prequel of Wonder Woman. And it looks 20 times better than what I just saw her. And it's a prequel?
Mm-hmm. True.
It's like, why not have shot that one first, then Batman vs. Superman? Because now you're just going to be like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, because I got my girlfriend, my fiance, asking me 1,000 questions, and I wish I had the true answers for her.
Yeah.
About Wonder Woman, because she's all about Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we all go see Wonder Woman, because I know we all are, because it looks badass, I hate to say it, it looks fucking really badass, I'm going to I'm gonna have to like answer questions for her for that Batman or Superman. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know how they're gonna piece it together. Because literally, the Wonder Woman movie coming out looks fucking ridiculously badass. It's like and legit.
I wouldn't hold a big expectation to it. I think what it's gonna be like, if you wanna compare it to anything, is gonna be the Captain America.
Good call. Good call. But see, at least Marvel went old school.
That's what I like about Marvel. I'm a huge
fan of fucking Captain America. But I'll be very honest with you, I did not like the very first one.
Yeah.
They didn't show his power. Not that he has power, but, you know, his abilities. Mm-hmm. But then they showed justice whenever they brought in the next movie. And you're just like,
yeah,
badass.
There
man.
You go. That's here Captain America fucking, that I know.
Yeah, then here came in fucking Winter Soldier. And you're just like, wow. All that S.H.I.E.L.D. shit he did was just like, whoa. Like, and then the next the fucking Avenger movie, you're just like, seeing him do more S.H.I.E.L.D. shit. And you're just like, okay, I understand. You had to do the shitty backstory.
The origin story.
In order for him to be badass. But now they're going from badass to like, what are you doing next?
Yeah.
And and here's a funny thing. I'm more excited to see the Wonder Woman movie
than Justice League.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because I guarantee you they're still going to do backstories. Mm-hmm. In the Justice League. I guarantee to it. Because here comes Aquaman.
What do we know about Aquaman?
These new cats don't know shit about
Martha.
They're gonna be best friends, right?
God damn it, dude. You know what I mean? It's so fucking sad but true, because people are gonna be like, who's Aquaman? And then they're gonna do a backstory in the middle of, they're gonna waste 15 minutes of that movie Justice League for a backstory on Aquaman.
Yeah.
And probably on Cyborg.
And on the Flash. And that's already, what, 45 fucking minutes that they could have probably done something better.
Can we just talk about that Martian Manhunter don't get into love?
And then, I'm sorry, another 15 minutes of The Enemy.
Yeah.
True.
A bit of that.
So can we talk about how Martian Manhunter
probably another 15 minutes on how Superman's going to come back alive. Somewhere in that movie.
Yeah, somewhere. Okay. So, Martian Manhunter don't get into love.
Third time's a charm.
Okay, Martian Manhunter, like...
He didn't make part of the Justice League.
He's one of the originals.
But see, here's the funny thing. He didn't come out in fucking Batman vs. Superman. No. He wasn't in the files.
No.
So if they do bust him out in this one, that's another 15 minutes.
It would be some sequel, probably.
Actually, hold on. I'll just put it together. 20 minutes of introducing this new character. 5 minutes of, hey, who are you? Blah, blah, blah. And then 15 minutes of his backstory.
Have
and that's
we ever found out who the like villain is for the...
I thought it was
Steppenwolf.
Oh, dude, I like that song.
Steppenwolf, something like that.
Steppenwolf.
That
yeah.
one on my t-shirt.
I don't know who it is either. It's time to do the research. But yeah, I mean...
Just DC, like, if you're listening, guys, I know you're trying to catch up, but you should have done it just right. Wait for fucking Marvel to burn out, because Marvel is eventually going to burn out.
Yes, it will.
Because
eventually, that's the thing. That's gonna be a long ride.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. It's almost done. The final finale is obviously the Infinity Gauntlet.
And what's interesting about
right after that, they have planned is Avengers 4, I think.
Or they can
but a lot of their contracts are coming up though, yeah, so it's interesting that
I think Captain America was like, "Hey, you know, my contract's coming up."
He only has 3 movies left.
Done after this. He said he's done. He's not doing anything else.
Dang, but what they can do is like how they did the comics, the all-new Marvels, you know, Captain America.
The new Avengers.
Yeah, the new Avengers. You got Fantastic Four.
Iron Man wants to get out. Robert Downey.
Oh, he's done already. He just does cameos. He's not making any more solo movies.
So here's the thing.
We're saying he might have been
he's not in the new Avengers. In the comics, new Avengers.
Oh.
Not the new movies or something. Literally in the comics, the new Avengers has none of the old schoolies. Hmm. So, they can go that route. But I hate to tell you, a lot of the new Avengers in the comics, they're not of the ones that we know.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I think it would be good, though.
And if DC just wait. Do all your backstory movies and slam hard and pick up right where they left off. You will make your fucking money.
Well, they're going to make their money regardless.
You'll make me a giant fan.
They're going to make their money regardless, but what they're doing is they're pissing a lot of people off.
But see, okay, yeah, they'll make their movie, but, I mean, they'll make their money.
But the fans are getting pissed.
But they won't make the double fan money because, like, Avengers, I watched it twice. I've almost watched every single Marvel movie twice in the theaters. Because they're that badass.
Now, Civil War is awesome. I can
Civil
watch
War
that
was man.
I think they are getting ready to start doing the all new, you know, Marvel.
Well, because they even said it at the end. Oh, but they're on nothing but new.
And, well, that happened at Logan the end of Marvel. That happened at the end of Age of Ultron.
Logan too, as well. You know, he died. So, spoiler alert, by the way.
Guys. If you don't know by now, you're listening to the wrong show.
Yeah. But see, X-20, was it X-23,
right?
Yeah,
23. Wait, the young Wolverine was 24. She was X-23.
Yeah.
There you go. X-23. She's going to be the new Wolverine in the comic book. She ends up taking the spot.
She takes the spot, but not in the movie, of course.
The problem is the movie set at 2025.
But see, Logan, that's old Logan. And that was supposed to be, and it wasn't supposed to be her. If you watch and read the old Logan comic, the baby that he's defending is a new breed of Hulk. Bruce Banner's Hulk serum.
Correct.
He's actually got that baby has Super the real... Or I don't know how the baby has the original. Just I think it's genetics.
Yeah,
with
genetics.
The gamma.
It's
the gamma
like they're inbreeding too as well.
But that baby has the original gamma strand off
if
of
you have
Bruce
not
Banner.
Seen or have not read Old Man Logan, that's another comic that y'all guys need to read.
It's a good read, and you can actually find it on Amazon in an all one book portfolio, and I think it's with all 10 comics.
That I'm not too sure. I just read the graphic novel.
It's a graphic novel. Yeah. Now. Yeah. You can find it dirt cheap. I think $15.
Really good.
The baby that he's really defending is an original string of gamma ray off of Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be the strongest one.
Yeah.
But everybody wants that baby's DNA.
He ends up killing Bruce too, by the way.
Yeah. Because all the new inbreeded Hulks, they're able to get strong, but you know how Hulk gets big?
Yeah.
Well, all these other Hulks that are inbreeding...
They stay the same size.
They stay the same size, but they're... Like, okay, if Hulk goes strength of 10, they all really go, like, maybe 8. They can't go the full
Or they
max.
Go 5, you know?
Yeah. But they're still strong enough to destroy every other mutant that's out there. Like, literally, they take over the world.
Yeah. They take out a good section of the world,
actually.
Or a good portion of the United States.
I know the United States is all fucked up.
Their territory, yeah.
And the funny thing is, this isn't the first time where we've seen the Hulk string, like DNA, destroy a lot. In Marvel Ultimate Alliance, they use the Hulk string. And they use... Loki uses that to destroy all of Asgard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the first time where everybody uses Super Soldier Serum with the gamma ray. It's pretty, like, the Hulk's DNA is actually the most scariest thing because it's all fucked up, and it can make anybody instantly transform. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Instantly transform.
It's like also in the Hulk movie with Edward Norton. Technically, the character that drinks the DNA, I know it's Stan Lee.
Yeah.
But he turns into a 5%er Hulk. And I forget what that character's name is, but he has like a two-part comic where he destroys everything. And then another superhero has to take it down. And I want to say it's either Thor or it's someone else. And it's a real quick, easy fight.
Did you find that information on the villain?
Yeah, it was Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf. He's supposed to be the bad guy, supposedly.
He's a new god, by the way, which is kind of like what Darkseid is.
See, I would have rather them just put that, Darkseid, because then they already kind of throw all those hints at him, that, and
kind of
it, Superman.
Yeah,
they did.
But maybe they're going to throw more hints in.
Or maybe he's the precursor.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just
like
coming
boss,
forward.
Like
yeah,
boss.
Like, because Steppenwolf is, like, pretty much under
Darkseid. Now, is he 100%
Darkseid?
New, or he's in the comics?
He's in the comics, but that he's called New Gods, like his race, like Darkseid, pretty much.
I got you.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know we're going to watch all these movies regardless. Whether we go see them in the theater, I'm still going to go see Justice League in the theater because... It's the Justice League. The name alone is going to get you there.
Oh, yeah.
And
do we want to see Superman in Justice League?
Of course.
Yeah. What's the Justice League without Superman?
Exactly.
Then why kill him off in Batman vs. Superman?
Because they
technically didn't, because you hear his heartbeat, you know?
Then that means they just wasted the Doomsday fight.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true, which is a shitty thing that they did.
The most shittiest of shitty.
Because that could have been such a better movie two movies down from now.
That could have been his own movie by himself.
Or what they could have done. Yeah, it should have been a movie by himself. But, like, they killed him off. They float him to the center of the sun. He stays there for a little bit, and then boom. He's back to normal.
Yeah, because the thing about Doomsday that's cool is, I mean, what was kind of cool is when you watch Batman vs. Superman is when he makes in genetics. The Kryptonians used to do that genetics, and they used to make like Doomsday like creatures. Yeah, and they would send him down to the surface of Krypton and see if they could survive. Well, he did. So that he got so strong, he came back, and they're like, now they captured him, put him in this capsule, and shot him off into space, and said no more. Well, he eventually ended up crash landing on Earth like way later, and that's why he hates Kryptonians. And that's why he's so strong. He can evolve.
Yeah, because right off the bat, once he crash lands, that's all. Like, he feels Superman and just wants to go fucking kill him.
Yeah.
And the sun keeps, I think it's transforming.
Yeah, because he's a Kryptonian. He's made from Kryptonian DNA.
Yeah.
Which is, it's cool, but they kept cool because they're like, oh, he's going to make him a... But then they, wasted the story.
Dude,
like,
wasted it.
Bad. I thought what was cool out of it, though, is when they nuke him.
That was cool. And they did show the zombie Superman up in space.
Yeah, and then you see him all like decrepit and whatnot, then he's like slowly regenerating.
Well, that happens happens in the Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, yes.
In the comic. That's what I mean. Like, they got all these great ideas and they said, you know what, let's just mash these into one movie. And stupid because it doesn't line up.
When they added Lex Luthor's DNA to it, I was pissed because all I thought it was the old school Christopher Reeve one. Yeah. Where he added his DNA and he shot the shit up into outer space, and he fought against the guy that was Sun God.
The Sun God guy,
that scratched him, that would get him all fucking sick. Yeah. That's all I thought of. Was like, wow, y'all mixed that movie with fucking
old school,
and I was just like, wow, like you're just shitting on Christopher.
Isn't it just interesting? Like the old Christopher Reeve Supermans, for as cheesy as they looked, the stories were just so much better.
Yeah
man.
Like when he fought Zod and those other two. I mean, I did like Zod. Zod looked badass.
Dude, that old school Zod was the shit. That actor is still the shit to me. No matter what movie I see that dude in, it's like fucking one for Zod, two for Zod. You know, like, damn, dude.
That was so funny because it had him and it had the chick and it had the big dude. Which they did in the new Superman, Man of Steel.
Oh, she was still badass too.
It was still the chick, the big dude.
But the retarded guy, like the big, you know, the one that all he wanted to do was the bouncer.
Yeah, the yoked up guy.
Like, they kind of killed that one off too quick in the new movie. But don't get me wrong, they did great.
Yeah.
But just, you're right. The old Christopher Reeve ones, they were, for what they were back in the day, that was badass.
Yeah.
And no matter which one it was, so they started getting stupid. They were badass, man. Like, it was Superman, dude. Like, for what it was Superman. But you're right. They did a potato masher and just got all this great shit together. Like, they got all four of our fucking minds. And we're like, let's make a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're going to put everybody's idea in.
Everybody gets the thing.
Everybody get a potato. We're going to mash it and then make mashed potatoes.
Yeah. That's a movie. That's exactly what they did.
With some fucking bacon bits.
And you know, the thing is, they wasted some really good performances.
They wasted a lot of storylines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For themselves.
Because now what are you going to come up with now?
You can't make another Doomsday versus Superman movie. You fucking no-go that.
Watch them bring him back.
Aha, he's not really dead.
No, this guy that's coming is really Doomsday.
Yeah, this is the real Doomsday.
But they'll call him like Darkseid.
But he's gonna look. But he's gonna look like another cave troll from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, they got a bit wrong.
So we saw another interesting story earlier this week, a potential Mega Man movie, but they want to make it rated R.
I don't think it necessarily has to be a rated R movie though. That's the thing. I'm thinking about it, and I mean, you don't really have to like make a rated R movie about killing robots, you know.
Technically, you know, like, this dude's got a gun for an arm and a hand. Well, he's got a gun for a hand, and he's got to kill a lot of things.
Not things, but they're robots, though. That's a thing.
Robots bleed, too.
Deed oil?
Well, they make it like specific cream then.
But you know, like, I would. Okay, my image of it, I hate to say it, it'd be cool to see him do some martial arts, kung fu, with it as well. Ooh. And, like, put his arm up to something like a robot and just blast it. And but to see the, like, the oil and shit come out like blood, I could see that maybe as rated R.
Yeah.
But then, could you imagine all the bosses he's got to fight?
Scissor Man, Wind Man.
You know what I mean? Like, could, I mean, if you make it rated R, you're able to do so much more with it to where you could, it's just not, like, shooting from far away, like, doop.
I mean, I think what's cool about it, though, is that, like, it is too, it's so basic that you can't mess it up. I mean,
it's too easy. Yeah.
Yeah, it, but, I mean, if they take a page out of, hopefully they take a page out of Mario Bros. And don't mess it up too much.
You know where they would take a great page out of?
What?
And make it rated R like that? What? Scott Pilgrim.
Scott Pilgrim, yes.
If they did it like that, with some comedy.
We talked about that today.
Yeah, we actually did.
It would actually be pretty fucking badass.
I think
because he fought what? How many bosses? So Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
You know
four.
What I mean? Yeah, like five.
Four or five. Yeah.
She had seven evil exes.
Oh my god! We're idiots. Yeah, right. He fought six, and then the final boss.
Yeah.
If you did that for Mega Man, I think it would work.
Something similar to that.
Not 100%, but like take a page out of Scott Pilgrim. It worked.
Or even the way they shot Speed Racer.
How would you like to see your Mega Man? How about that?
Ooh, like Speed Racer, Scott Pilgrim.
Come on, he's wearing a helmet. Yeah. Anybody?
Dread.
I am the law.
Carl Urban?
Yes.
The Carl Urban as Mega Man?
That's the way I would say
it. I think you need to have a slightly young kid, you know? Not too old.
I can see that.
Well, he looked like a kid, but technically Mega Man was
old.
Was
an old as fuck. Yeah.
He was a man.
Yeah, he was
Mega Man. He was a man.
He was old as fuck.
He was a man.
You old as fuck.
Yeah.
Not for the world, but like for this club.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
I can't have
the
no
only thing that would be so
pregnant
weird.
Old bitches running up
yeah,
here.
Yeah, pregnant old bitches.
That'd be crazy.
But the only thing that would be really weird, and that would kind of make it like, how are you going to do it? Of course, is by him adopting every single mini boss's power to fight the other bosses. You got to remember, like, it's a twisted, weird story. It's one of those, like, you got to beat this one to unlock that one, to beat this one, to beat that one.
Maybe he gets cool things for his gun.
I just want to, you know, I don't give a fuck about how the movie runs. I just have to see the one boss that hated me the most. Was the one that was with the one eye, and it was the giant orange guy with the one eye that would shoot the fucking levels, and you had to jump high enough to shoot him just in the eye before you fought Wily. That was my worst boss.
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, that the gold was, guy?
No, before Wily. It was his, one of his craziest ones.
Yeah.
It was the eye, and it was a giant body of like...
I know which one you're talking about,
sometimes.
Yeah.
I want to say it was yellow.
Yeah, it was like a gold body.
Yeah.
Blame it on the Bud
Touché.
Light.
Okay.
Bud Light, yes.
I'm intoxicated.
But it would be badass. Like, I have to, I don't give a fuck what I see in the movie. As long as I see that one, that would be badass. But just like, I gotta see some dashing, because Mega Man dashed a lot.
Yeah.
I'm dashing.
Now, if they did the Mega Man X story,
that'd be legit.
Mega Man X would
I
be
I think
badass.
They need to get set up a
Mega Man Triple X?
That, yeah.
No, just make my next time, man. Don't go that crazy, Ben Diesel. I love this shit. No, yeah. Dude, come down.
Yeah. You like that laser beam?
Well, that's what's going to happen.
We're family.
You make a movie called Mega Man X, and you know it's gonna have its counterpart.
Mega Man X would be badass, because then you can also bring in the guy that
they're Mavericks,
that
had, right?
They're Mavericks. Well, see, yeah, in X, they were Mavericks. But see, Mavericks' storyline was different, because then every robot was starting to get built, and it was those that broke off from wanting to be
like
a help bot.
Yeah, help bot.
Something that was controlled, because then you had Sigma.
Yeah.
And you can't bring out Sigma before Wily.
Yeah.
Because Wily's the one who...
Who originated.
Built it. Yeah, and then Dr. Light is the one who built the good robots,
mm-hmm.
and then Wily wanted to build the bad robots.
Yeah.
So... If you bring, you have to bring out Dr. Light, which is the guy who built Mega Man.
Yeah.
And then you got to bring out Dr. Wily, which is the one who built the Rogue robots. It's very hard to tell, because I know it's like an old Tron kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, yes, there was humans, but they relied on robots.
I just hope they don't do it to where, like, he looks ridiculous, like, stupid as, like, a Mega Man. Like, I don't want to see a blue pill. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to see, what's the guy in Osmosis Jones?
Good call.
Like, I don't want to see him like the pill, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I want to see a dude wear a fucking helmet. Like, yes. A Magneto helmet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay? With some armor, with a simple gun. It's too easy.
Yeah.
It's really too fucking easy, because you can slap on... Oh, no, he didn't have armor in the first one. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of X, because X had the badass fucking, like, the White Ranger, the White Power Ranger look, with the armor chest, X was badass.
He was just simple, you know, he had his gun, he had minimum armor, but, like, how do you, like, that's what I'm trying to figure out, like, how do you make it to where it doesn't look cheesy, you know?
Almost like a leotard, but just with armor pieces on top.
That's the hard part right there.
Literally, just like how they did the White Ranger in the old school movie, the old school Power Ranger movie, to where you can see that he was wearing a leotard. You could probably see the guy's real muscles. Because in reality, what made Mega Man different from all the robots is that he was a cyborg.
Yeah.
He was the only cyborg robot during the timeline.
Him and his brother, Roll.
Roll was badass, Zero. Dude. Mm-hmm. Zero. No, no, his other brother's the one that always had the shield up.
Yeah.
His real brother. Zero was just his counterpart.
Yeah.
And then keep going, Steven. What were you saying?
I'm sorry. I can't do that because I get distracted. Yeah, Zero was his counterpart, which only came out when he was a Maverick. Zero was actually fucking really badass. But his other brother was the red one with the cool glasses.
Red and gray, right?
Yeah, he was red and gray.
Wasn't he the evil one?
He had a ponytail. He was technically evil because he went rogue himself.
Yeah.
But later on in the movies, later on in the games, you find out, like, oh, okay, that's your real brother. He's not really helping out Wily. He's trying to train him to get better. Yeah, he was in cahoots with Wily, but for his own personal gain. Then you had the dog. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the dog that you could ride on. And I think they could do it, man. I seriously think they could make a badass Mega Man movie. But you just got to keep it simple and complex with a lot of action, obviously. A good storyline, bringing in Dr. Light. And yeah, just him going up against fucking Dr. Wily with all kinds of craziness. And Dr. Wily has to live at the end and somehow escape. It's the only way to do it. You got to do a sequel at the end of this Mega Man, because Dr. Wily always gets away.
Okay, so then
until Mega Man 9.
What is the top thing that you need to see to have a good Mega Man movie?
You gotta see him change suits for every single different power.
Why don't they just do like the Power Rangers when they have to do the CG suits and they're like forming the suits? Like
the new movie? Yeah, I gotta see that.
Oh, that would be a good one to have them look like. Yeah. Or even like a Guyver almost. That would be low.
Hey, could you imagine seeing him fight? Could you imagine seeing him do all his fighting with the shooting and changing different colors and using different weapons?
That'd be pretty legit.
In like a badass fight scene, just him like completely 1 minute blue using his regular and then going brown using the leaf.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just fire using all his different ones. That would be badass fight scenes. All Gung Fu style. The way I say it is Gung Fu is, have you ever seen Equilibrium?
That's a badass movie.
I could see him doing something badass like that. I think it would be too soon to bring out Zero. Way too soon to bring out Zero.
It has to be like a movie or two?
Yeah. I could see this being at least a franchise.
Yeah.
Of at least three parts.
A trilogy?
Yeah.
God, everybody's going to want to do freaking like 4, 5, 6 movies for every little thing now.
Because I could see it, because they could do the beginning of...
The middle,
and then bring out Sigma.
And then bringing out the Mavericks at the end. Because that's pretty much technically the last part. Because
the Mavericks were the shit, dude. Believe it or not, I loved when they went from the Mavericks storyline to X. Because the Mavericks were badass. Because the whole world was at peace, but there was just these... There was this army that was all about defending the world, but then there was these 8 creatures that were just going crazy.
They're the Mavericks, correct? Or are the people hunting the
Maverick Hunters.
Maverick Hunters. Yeah. So, yeah, they were Mavericks, and then there were the Maverick Hunters.
Yeah, there were Maverick Hunters. And then you come to find out that the main general, which is Sigma, is the leader of the Mavericks. And that dude is one hard son of a bitch. You gotta
fight like him. Rock hard,
like hard, like. And then they had the sabers, the light. They had the lightsabers.
Dude, that's gonna be.
Someone's gonna see Lucasfilm's gonna sue somebody.
Are they talking about making this a movie or maybe like a Netflix movie or Netflix show?
I don't know, man.
It's gonna be R, and you have like all this content.
I would rather them. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'd rather them do a show. Because then you could do so many seasons,
exactly,
as in the video games.
Oh damn,
you know what? I'd rather see a show
than a movie.
Than a movie,
I would want to see a like almost an anime type. I could see almost an anime type show.
Like what he said, a Speed Racer kind of.
Yes.
All the crazy colors.
Not an animation, but like an actual show. You know, that would
a live action.
But see, here's the next thing. This
not
is,
really a live.
This
action.
This is
where
the live action.
No. More of a like a.
Yeah, because if you get live action, it's gonna look like Power Rangers.
Like
yeah.
The villains are gonna look like Power Rangers.
The old school Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Because the new Power Rangers was legit.
Yeah, I haven't seen any Power Rangers. But
I haven't either.
The new Power Rangers is badass, bro.
But yeah, if you were live action against the villains in Mega Man, it's gonna look like Power Rangers. I did not think of that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know how they're going to do it.
Have some faith in the system, bro.
I have faith. I have faith. Trust me.
They could do it with like a steampunk type of design thing.
I don't think going steampunk would be the right way.
For the bad guys, you probably could. Because their designs are kind of out there.
Yeah. But I wouldn't want to see.
I think John is just against.
You know what?
Live action anime in general.
Yeah, and I agree, because they can easily fuck it up.
Nobody's got it right.
They can easily fuck it up. Now, this is the only thing I can see. Now, all of us are wrapped around seeing what we want to see. What if they did, like, remember how Mortal Kombat did their spinoff? It was that YouTube channel.
The Legacy?
Where they kept it realistic to where,
maybe
Mega Man has a special gun. He's one of us, but he has a special gun. You know, and they do it something
like
that.
A blue hoodie or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and then the villains he fights against are human like him, but they have their own special
special gun.
Now, I could see that working.
That would work more. That seems like that would work more like a Scott Pilgrim type movie.
Yes. Because now that, like, what we were thinking of and seeing the villains, it would look like a old school Power Ranger, and it would just be like.
Like a big man
in a rubber suit, you know, like, oh, come on. Now, I could see that as what we just talked about, maybe a live action like that. Or a RoboCop style.
Oh, that'd be harder.
Like a RoboCop style, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you see the guy in a suit that we are familiar with, which looks like RoboCop. Seeing the villains in a maybe possible RoboCop suit, similar in their own ways. Man... You know what? I'll just put faith in the person, because no matter what, I'm gonna watch it. It's Capcom.
It's Mega Man.
It's Capcom.
Just seeing it as an art,
yes,
it's
it is.
Kind of,
it's Capcom.
You're trying to get past that because I mean, the games are never hinted at something like that, and then the cartoon was a kiddie cartoon back in the day.
Oh yeah,
it was like super kiddie cartoon. It's
on the subject of Capcom transitioning to movies, what do you think about like Street Fighter, like those Street Fighter like live actions? That's the thing.
So far.
None of them really hit the spot.
Jean-Claude Van Damme was a bomb.
Now, the one on Netflix, or the one on... there was one on Hulu or on Netflix. That one was really good.
What?
The Street Fighter movie.
The Legacy of Chun-Li, or like...
No, it wasn't it was Ken and Ryu, and it showed how they trained together. And it even showed...
That's the YouTube thing.
It even showed Akuma.
That was the YouTube thing.
That was YouTube.
Yeah, the YouTube one. Yeah, that one was good.
But that was fan-based, and it was...
Yeah, it wasn't like a...
Most fan-bases look amazing. Just because, you know,
like
why they put their own money
into
it.
Yeah, and they put their heart and soul into it. Like
it wasn't officially licensed.
But they make it the way we want to see it.
True.
They keep it 100% fan-based.
It was really good, actually.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. When they show them with their kids,
of course,
and then they grow up.
And they fight Akuma, and he fights Gouken.
Dude, it looks fucking badass. Yeah, I've seen that one.
That one is bad.
Actually, you know what? Didn't you send me the link when I was overseas and I saw that?
Yeah, I think I sent that one to you.
That one was badass.
All right, guys. Well, man, we're having a good time, but we're at over the time limit today.
Over the time. We drank three beers in the... Well, I'm on four.
Over the time limit today, so...
I'll finish them real quick.
Next week, we'll delve into John's issues with live action anime movies.
Dude, I hate them.
Okay, hold on. We'll go into that next week. Oh.
No, I fully agree because then. Okay, it's like Leonardo DiCaprio. He's been sitting on the rights because he bought the script. He bought the rights to Ninja Scroll.
Really?
Yes. Oh, he's had it for the past 10 years.
Damn.
Smart son of a bitch.
He won't make a live action because he keeps no-going every single...
Well, like, every time they did the Ghost in the Shell, it was not very
good. Oh, dude, I'm sorry. Ghost in the Shell,
it was
like...
not very good, sadly.
Ghost in the Shell could have had so much good potential. Oh, have we already talked about this?
No, we haven't.
Dude, we got time to talk
it
about this.
It kind of ejected
up. We could do a live act. We could do a Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah. That could be like a little bonus segment.
Okay. It's up to you because, I mean... The only reason why it's so fresh in my mind is because I did the right thing and I showed Jessica the full thing,
the
part one
yeah.
and part two
yeah.
of Ghost in the Shell, and then we went and watched it, and I could save this for the Facebook thing.
Yeah, we'll save it for the Facebook thing.
All right, hey, those of you that are interested right now, I know you're probably going to hear this after the Facebook thing, the Facebook thing will be there, but just go and tune into us, guys, and we're going to talk about it here in a few.
That's true. We will be talking about it in a little while, so we're just about, we're done. So, John, you want to say goodbye, John?
Take it easy, y'all.
Gil?
Peace out, guys.
Steven?
And I'll stay any time drinking with you. If you are listening to this and you got your girl next to you, you know, wisdom is some good old sweet nothings. And go ahead and put it in the butt. Always.
Steven's final message for the night, put it in the butt.
Keep it classy.
Write it down.
Diego.
Catch y'all later, guys, next week.
Later, y'all.